right, welcome to episode 17 of the Bob Culture Podcast. This one's for all my drummer pals out there. I'm honored to be speaking with the founders and creators of the revolutionary Sledge Pad, the custom-made bass drum head-to-head dampening system for any bass drum length. These guys have worked with the likes of Collective Soul and have been featured in Drum Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike and Michelle Vermillion. Guys, welcome. Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
Doing great, Rob. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. How's the weather down there in Georgia?
A little rainy today, but starting to feel like summer down here.
Nice. Yeah, I'm up in Jersey and it's getting a little bit warmer. We're right down by the beach, so you know I can't wait for summertime. We were just passing through Georgia. We drove down to Florida with the family, and we got some really good southern barbecue. So you guys have some good barbecue down there.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is a southern thing.
Oh, it was really good. I got some pulled pork, really really good. But anyway, let's get to business here. Now you guys are the inventors of the Sledge Pad, which you know I got to try. You guys sent me one. And I just loved it, you know. It's always tricky when you get new stuff, you know. Sometimes it's hard to change things with your drum set, but, you know, I tried it out. Really easy to install. I really liked it immediately, so I'm excited to talk about it with you guys. But tell me a little bit about your background. You guys obviously, you know, run a business. Is there some sort of drum link in there? Are you guys drummers? How did this all come together?
Well, I've been playing drums since I was 20. I was around a lot of other drummers growing up. Grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, grew up in Alexandria, Virginia. And so it was something that I was around a lot as a kid. And once I reached an age where I could purchase my own equipment and do my own thing, that's what I did and started from there. And we moved to Atlanta in 1989. I was with FedEx for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So I was a FedEx driver, and I did music, you know, on the weekends and wherever I could. So, I did that in Virginia. I played with some really cool people up there when I first got started, and then did the same thing once I got down here. But in Virginia, I just want to say I played with a guy named Arthur Lisi, who wrote The Hustle, or co-wrote The Hustle with Van McCoy. That probably dates me. That was a very interesting band to play with. It was the era of the variety bands where you did weddings and club work and played everything from Hendrix to Sinatra. And it was a lot of fun to do that kind of thing.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So did you have a little traditional grip in there? Or did you play regular grip or a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I'm completely self-taught. So, yeah, just regular match grip is what I have always done. Traditional grip is something that, because I started late, and it's something I just never developed. But anyway, we were playing more rock and blues and top 40 kind of music, so we weren't really playing jazz, which was a whole different thing for me anyway. But anyway, so that was, you know, that was something I did up there, got started, and then I moved down here. I was with FedEx, and after I retired from FedEx in 2006, and then we started our Admiral Transportation business, and we are celebrating our 10th year.
Hey, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thank you. So, you know, yeah, it's an executive car service. We basically service the airport here in Atlanta, and that's what's paid the bills over the last 10 years. It's been fun. It's kind of a tough business, but, you know, it pays the bills, and we have kept it going for quite a while now. So we have two daughters. They're 28 and 29. We moved down here to raise them, and they were babies when we moved down here. Been almost 30 years, and I continued to play drums when I got down here, and did the same thing with classic rock bands, top 40 bands. Ended up playing in some studios locally. But I have to say, the coolest gig I had down here, I played as a duo in a piano bar for 8 years.
That's awesome.
I tell any drummer out there, if you really want to improve, find a piano player and play in a small room with a piano player, and you will sharpen your playing, get a microphone, learn to sing, learn to do harmonies. I mean, and that's what that was. That was a super challenge because everything was request driven, and we never knew exactly what we were going to do. But the guy that I played with was the trumpet player for Sly and the Family Stone. His name was Ken Page, and tremendous musician, good piano player, but he also played trumpet. Went to Eastman Music College up north. Just a ton of fun to play with, and I learned a lot about playing music when I was through those 8 years playing with them.
That's awesome, man, and I believe it with the piano thing. I play drums in church, which is a little bit different than playing, the Stone Pony over here, and with my rock band. But we have a pretty solid piano player, and he jazzes it up even for church and keeps you on your toes a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's good to do that, and learn to play quiet when you need to, and learn to have help you figure out dynamics in music and know when not to play loud and. Learn a lot of different styles. I think everybody should do that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you said that. See, I know you're a good drummer now because you said the magic word, dynamics. You got to be soft when you're supposed to be soft. You can't be blasting everyone out the whole time. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you get complaints, you won't be in there for very long.
So obviously, you got your transportation business. You've been a drummer. So did you feel the need to make something for a bass drum? How did this product happen?
Well, I think after the 8 years in the piano bar gig, and that ended, and then I was doing some more studio work locally, and I took my drums home, and I completely took everything apart. And Sledgepad started with, I had a piece of Orlex in my bass drum. And I, acoustic foam inside bass drums, it's nothing new. I know a lot of people that, threw a piece of whatever, egg crate foam or any kind of, so I bought a piece of Orlex. I think it was at a Guitar Center. It was a long time ago. And so, I just cut it the way I thought it would fit in there. And I learned a lot the very first time I cut it because I didn't cut it right. And I had to fix it and rebuild it back up to where it actually did what it was supposed to do. And I was like, oh, okay, so this thing needs to touch both heads.
Ah.
But then I said, well, let me taper the front a little bit because I don't want to kill the Rezzo head on the front, And then I started, once I pulled that apart, I ordered a box of foam. I ordered like a whole dozen pieces of foam to sit home and just experiment with, and that's what I did.
Wow. And
I sat down, I have a PA downstairs, I got microphones, and I did everything with my ear. And I would cut, what I thought was something that would work, and I would test it, and I went, okay, that's okay. And then I would try something else. And I came up with just a formula for the exact right amount of compression. And so I didn't over dampen the drum because I did not want to kill the sound of the drum. And, you can very easily do that with a piece that's too big. And so, it kind of went from there, and then I kept looking at the pad, the very first ones that I made, and I went, how can I create like a open center? And I thought, well, I just cut a hole in the middle of it. And I went, that's going to look terrible. I can't do that. So I ended up just taking sections and staggering the back panel and then putting a piece on the front to kind of hold it all together. And when I threw it in the drum, it laid in the drum kind of in a V. And it was just kind of something that happened. And I put it all together, put a mic on it. It was like one of those moments. It's like, man, am I crazy? Because I'm running up the stairs to say, Michelle, come down here and listen to this. She's like, oh, she was ignoring me, thinking I was crazy.
Yeah, but my wife does something. My wife does the same thing.
I'm his groupie that's followed him from day one.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew what I was hearing. So then I finally, when I thought I had a good idea, what the thing is, everybody should know, if you got an idea for something, you got to be careful just putting it out there because then you might not be eligible for a patent. And we were able to get our patent approved this December 2016. And that was a 3-year process.
I read about that on the website. Yeah, I saw that. But hey, man, it was worth it. I mean, it's a great product. And, there must be a lot of, like you were describing everything. First of all, it looks great. I know you said it had to be a V and you had to cut a hole in it, but it actually looks really cool. It looks a lot better than having a blanket stuffed in your bass drum, which most drummers have. And this is way better. I can attest to it. But there must be a lot of physics involved, man. Like, you got to be a smart guy to figure out everything, and make it work.
Well, I mean, I just use my ears. I mean, as far as whatever the, technical mathematics that goes along. I'm sure there's some kind of a formula in there somewhere. I couldn't tell you what it is, but I know when I found the sweet spot in the right amount of compression in the right amount of foam, you know. And so that's when I came up with, I had the full size pad, and then I had the vented pad, and then I made a smaller version of the vented pad. Then I made another even smaller version of the vented pad, which is with a mini. So, and you know, because some guys don't want anything in there. So I kept, based on the feedback that I got, people say, well, you know what, you got something a little bit less, and you got something that fits this. And so I've got four different variations, and then each variation can be custom made for any depth. Yeah. So when you think about that, you think about how many different head-to-head measurements are there times four. That's what I can do. And think of any other manufacturer that has, I'm not going to name names, you know, everything is a one-size-fits-all product. Mine is, everything is made exactly for whatever you have. Yeah. And that's what makes it different.
Yeah, and it's great. And you guys are very helpful in the ordering process. You know, you guys reached out to me after my interview with Carla from Cooper Groove. And you said, you know, do you want to try our sledge pad? And I said, yeah, sure, definitely. And you guys were very helpful in, you know, finding the right size. You know, I had to give you my bass drum dimensions and all that. You know, do I have the head? You know, sometimes the heads have the foam on it already, you know, and it was very accommodating. It fit perfectly when it got here. And you know what else I love? You guys include the adhesive strips, which is huge. And it was really easy to put on.
Yeah, it is. And what I liked about it is all of the other, the competition, you know, with the other dampening systems, everything was Velcro or tape, or some kind of, you know, using the hardware to hold it in place. And I didn't want to do that. That's the main reason why I never bought any of those other things. It's because I've got an older Yamaha kit. It's mahogany. It's really nice wood. I don't want to stick any tape or Velcro on that wood.
Yeah.
You know, because I know it's going to stick and it's going to be a mess and it's not going to come off. And if it does come off, you know, I don't know. It might pull the finish off or something like that. I just didn't want to do that. So it stays in place just touching the heads, nothing on the shell.
It does, and it's really great, and it looks great, like I said before. And just to describe to people listening, you know, when I was talking to you guys about it, you said it was a bass drum dampener. I'm thinking, oh, well, I don't want to make my, you know, bass drum quiet or anything, and it's not like that at all. I mean, you have four different designs. The best thing that I can say, it was easy to install. And it was really, really easy. Probably the quickest I've ever tuned my bass drum. And I kept telling you guys, we played that Babes at the Brighton show over in Long Branch, New Jersey. So I couldn't wait to test it out. And my drum set sounded great, especially my bass drum.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you guys so much. It was really great. But just explain to everyone, like the drummers listening, like what this does to your bass drum exactly.
Well, I mean, some people have called it like a bass drum filter, you know, where, you know, it filters just enough of the resonance in the ring out, but it still allows the drum to, you know, to speak. And, you know, when you look up what acoustic foam does, it reduces sound as if it was heat. So that's why when you hit the bass drum, you have that, you hear the drum momentarily, you hear the tone, and then that foam pulls that ring in kind of on a delay, which is what I like, because it's not just not a completely dead sound. It's like a boom, and then it pulls it in, and it's called acoustic amplitude, if you look up exactly what acoustic foam does. And, I mean, that's when you buy it, it's supposed to be put on the walls of a studio to pull in ring and tune a room. So I figured, okay, I can, if you can tune a room with acoustic foam, I can tune a bass drum as a round room, and that's kind of what I was thinking in my head.
Brilliant, man. What a great idea, and it sounds really awesome, and like I keep saying, the installation was really easy. In fact, I think you guys included, you know, in the box, a little link to a YouTube video, which I watched. I believe that's you on there, Mike, showing everyone how to set it up.
Yeah, that was my attempt at an install video. I think it was pretty good. I have some other... I got to update that. I've got some other ways to install it without having to use a table or you know, get it elevated. There's some other ways to do it that might be a little bit easier. But anyway, that was, I needed to do that.
Yeah, and it was pretty, I mean, it was pretty easy. I watched the video and it was very, very helpful, you know. We live in an apartment, so I can't be, you know, banging away in here, but I put it in real quick, gave it a couple bangs, and fine-tuned it at work at the studio, and it was, I mean, it took no time at all. Like I said, the quickest it ever took me to tune my bass drum, I was happy with it, my bandmates were really happy with it, I think the sound guy at the show was happy with it, so that's good. Now, is this something that you think all, I mean, I do, that all drummers should really buy? I mean, get rid of the blankets?
I guess it just depends on how much dampening. I mean, if you're a guy that likes your bass drum wide open and you don't want anything in there, then obviously this is not a product for you. But I think, you know, if you want some type of dampening and if you're using close miking like most people are, and a lot of guys in the upper levels are double miking. They've got the 91 inside. They got the 52 on the port. You know, if you do that with a wide open drum, I don't know what that would sound like. So I think some dampening is required, at least for my ear. So there is no right or wrong really. It's up to the personal taste and the type of music that you're playing, I think. But I think it's something that all drummers definitely can use. And until you try it, I think by looking at it, it's hard to tell exactly what you're going to get. I think when you try it, you're surprised because it does not kill the sound of the drum. It allows the drum to still breathe.
Absolutely.
Well, we have lots of artists out there that are endorsing it. Johnny Rapp's one. Mark Shulman is another.
Wow.
If you don't know who Mark Shulman is, you need to look him up. But he's the drummer on tour right now, or just finished up the tour with Pink and Cher.
That's incredible.
And we're just finding that the drummers are buying multiple pads for their drums, whether they have multiple kits or they're just playing different style music and they want different sounds. So we're finding that it is something that is wanted by these drummers, and they're buying them in multiple. So it's not like you buy one, put it in there, and you forget about it. But we've had Johnny Rabb and Miles Stone on tour with it for the last year, and they put it in their drum and forgot about it because it never moved for that entire year from gig to gig, and their sound man was just over the top excited about the EQing is the word for it.
Yeah, they say it was very easy to EQ. There isn't a whole lot to do. It's almost an instant EQ.
Wow.
For the sound guy, so it makes their job a little bit easier. And Johnny Rabb did some videos for Meinl. It's everybody's sort of Meinl cymbal company. And he told me that he made sure that sledge pad was in the bass drum for all those Meinl videos.
That's awesome.
And I couldn't really mention that. I mean, I couldn't really, you know, vulch in on their videos that they did. But, you know, I can mention it here that he definitely used it. If you hear those videos, that he's using our pad in there. And it sounds awesome.
I'm definitely going to check it out. And that's really cool because now we got to go see Pink because she's coming down to Atlantic City. It's like about an hour and a half down away from us, playing on the beach in Atlantic City. So I'm going to have to go check it out and make sure he's using that sledge pad.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, yeah, we've got a picture of him on the website. You need to go look at him. He's a character.
Yeah, have you ever seen him play?
I have not, but I will probably be watching a lot of videos as soon as I'm done with this interview.
Yeah, amazing. That dude's a really strong drummer. You'll love it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And did you know that Johnny Rabb, I don't know if he still holds it because I haven't found anywhere that says he's not, but he holds the world record for the fastest drummer.
Does he really?
Yeah, yes.
He did some. He started, I think, that competition, or he was part of the invention of some kind of a meter that measured strokes, and he had like 1,012 single strokes inside 60 seconds.
Okay.
And then he competed and broke his record again. He broke his own record.
Okay, yeah. That's...
We're getting off track here.
No, yeah. That's okay. It's actually very interesting because I teach, and I know exactly the product they're talking about, the drumometer, and I teach with it, with my students. Yeah. And someone we had at the studio was at one point the fastest with the feet in the world's fastest drummer competition. So just a little tidbit there. It's a small yeah. world.
Before, go ahead. I'll let you continue with your questions.
Oh, no, not at all. I was just going to say, Michelle, you knocked it out of the park because you answered my next question. I was going to say, Mike was saying it's not touching the wood. It's touching from head to head. You know, most things with drums, you know, up, I need new sticks because all I do is hit them. Up, I need new heads because all I do is hit them. You know, you are constantly hitting things. That's what we do. With the sledge pad, it seems like, I mean, I don't see it really getting damaged or anything.
No, I think if you keep it out of the elements and, you know, it's not in direct sun, some of the, there's a guy named Gabriel Muniz. He plays with Cameron Nelson down in Texas. And he has one of the original pads that I made, and he's still using it. And that was almost 4 years ago.
I believe it.
And 'cause I sent them down to this guy was a DJ. His name is Bling Johnson. So it was a friend of a friend who knew him. And we sent a box down there, had his six pads. And it's, maybe he'll hand them out to some guys. And, you know, and I didn't hear anything for like 6 months. And all of a sudden I get this call. Or a message, I guess an email or something from this guy going, man, I've been using your pad. It's the best thing I've ever used. I just wanted to let you know. Thank you. And I've given one to this other guy, and it turns out to be Miles Stone with Cody Johnson. And those guys are just, they're really like a rocket ship.
Yeah, they were just on the Harry show the other day.
And he's loving it. And this is just from sending those down. And those are 3 years old. They're inside the bass drum. As long as they're not getting wet, and they're not getting, like, direct sun, I think they'll last quite a while.
Wow. And I bet they're good for recording, too. I know I saw a couple pictures on the website with some mics in there. Are they, what's the word I'm looking for, convenient for recording?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on the engineer and the amount of dampening. I mean, I've seen all kinds of stuff in studios where they cover up the whole bass drum with a quilt, and or, you know, it's just you never know what somebody's going to do, but I think that's a good step. You know, most, in my experience with studios, producers, they don't want any ring, they don't want any, they want everything dead almost, and it's so, yeah, that's probably, you know, a good start for what somebody or, you know, producer, songwriter would probably want in the studio.
Well, and I don't know if this ties together, but the Kelly Shoe system also works very well with the sledge pad in it.
Oh,
and
okay.
Mike can tell you a little bit more about that because I'm not sure exactly how it works. I just know the way that it looks in there with the sledge pad in it.
Was that, I wonder if that was the picture that I was looking at on the,
Yeah, have you ever seen that? That holds the internal miking system, Kelly Shoe?
Yeah, I know. I think I'm on the same page, yep.
Yeah, that's one of the first things I ask now. I say, I mean, what are you miking in? Are you miking internally? Because, you know, sometimes the larger pads might interfere with that. So you got to think about that. You know, there's a lot of people using those, so it's just something to consider. And, yeah, they make great stuff.
Awesome. Really cool. So tell me a little bit about NAMM, the experience at NAMM. I've never been there. It sounds really cool. Obviously, I talked to Carlo from Cooper Groove going down there. Now, you guys were with him at NAMM, or did you guys go down, what was it, the Drum Gear Alliance?
Yeah, we. I don't know when it was. Was it July, June, July?
July last year, he reached out to us.
We got a call from Carlo and said, you know, first it was seven companies and we were going to share a space. And we were like, man, that was the only way we were going to make it to NAMM because it's very expensive. And we were just, yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Carlo, we have to big thank you to Carlo Cooper for, you know, inviting us to be part of that, or we would have never been there. So, yeah, we went down. It was, it ended up two of the other companies dropped out, but it was Kickstrap with Gary Benson, Jam Tech, and that's Dominic, Cooper Groove is Carlo Cooper, and Tim Guilfoyle. He's in Ohio with Queen City Drums. Just wanted to give a shout out to those guys. They were a lot of fun. The booth was hopping. We had a lot of interest in everybody's product, and it was a great time. It was a lot of work, but it was worth it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it definitely it put Sledge Pad on the map, along with the DGA. I mean, people reference to us with the Drum Gear Alliance as well. And with all of us together, we just all seemed to blend together. We worked well together. And we were promoting each of our companies. It wasn't just one booth and, you know, oh, you got to talk to that guy over there if you want a Kickstrap. You got to talk to that guy over there if you want Queen City Drums. We were all just intertwined together and promoting all of our companies together. It was really cool.
Yeah. Have you ever been to NAMM, Rob?
I have not. I would love to go sometime.
Hey, you know what?
It's unbelievable.
We are at Summer NAMM. We just got our booth number tonight, booth 108.
Okay.
And we have a pass if you want to come.
Oh, you guys are too nice. All right, we'll talk. That, and you guys are very, very kind. I do appreciate that. That's very nice of you guys. That'd be really cool. Yeah. Actually.
It's not as big as the Winter NAMM, but I still heard it's very cool to be there as well.
Hey, man, anything like that, that's cool with me. I'm not picky.
Yeah, but the Winter NAMM show, if you get a chance to go to that is the biggest. I don't even think I was there for 4 days, not even see all of it.
Wow.
It's amazing. For me, it was like drum heaven.
And I tried to walk around the floor and do live videos. I still didn't get all of it. I would leave the booth for a little bit and try to walk around and just so Mike could see what he was missing. And I didn't cover even the first floor. And there were three levels.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So we recommend that. You definitely do it if you can.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that, guys. That's really nice of you guys. Oh, real quick. Real quick before I ask the Shark Tank question, because I always like to ask the Shark Tank question to everybody. But you guys, the Drum Gear Alliance, I mean, you guys are really like Carlo. Like, he reinvented the drumstick, you know. You guys have a bass drum dampener. And, you know, Carlo hit a home run with the Cooper Grooves. I really liked them right away. So when I tried the Sledge Pad, I'm like, you know, there's no way it's going to be two hits in a row. And I loved it immediately. Like, you guys really are like the next generation. You know, drums have been the same way for years and years and years. You guys, I mean, in my mind, everybody should be using, you know, Sledge Pad and Cooper Grooves. I think this is this is the future.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. You need to check out the Kickstrap and the Jamtech, what they have to offer too, because they're over the top as well.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff.
Hey, you know what? It's two for two right now, so why not? I'll go to the next one. Why not?
We are working on a way to try to get this product out to the world. I mean, we do everything right here. I do all the manufacturing in my house, and we're trying to figure out a way to get the distribution to everywhere, even the UK, and better distribution to Canada, and just like Carlo. Carlo does everything himself there, and it's hard. I mean, as far as getting the distribution to everybody that wants it, because the shipping and import tax and all the other things that go along with it is a bit of a challenge.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But thank you guys for making it. I mean, the product itself is a slam dunk. You know, and I hope more and more national artists start using it. I hope more and more local artists. You know, I'm in a big music scene in this Asbury Park area around us. So I'm hoping to see more and more Sledge Pad, and I will shamelessly promote, as I always do. It's a great product, and I like to put my name behind it. So you guys rock.
Thank you.
We're happy as the pace that it's growing, because it's now, I mean, what are we? We're in the United States, including Alaska, Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
Wow.
Where up? Brazil. Brazil, we've got the guy from The Voice down in Brazil.
No way.
UK, Switzerland, and Japan. Who's the gentleman in Brazil, Mike?
Sergio Melo.
Wow.
So yeah, I've watched videos of him playing. He's an incredible drummer. So we communicate through email, and we started that process about 6 months ago, and he's got it in four different kits now.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like you guys are doing just great, and continued success. Definitely, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I gotta ask you guys the Shark Tank question. You know, I ask Carlo, you know, anytime I'm interviewing anyone with a product. You ever think about doing the whole Shark Tank thing? Go talk to Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary and all those guys.
You know, it's crossed my mind, but I've watched that show a lot, and you know, for me, I wouldn't want to shoot it down immediately, but it seems like we're a niche market, and our market is just drummers.
Exactly.
And you know, you just kind of wonder if they would be interested in something that's, you know, not quite like the product that everybody in the whole country needs to buy. I don't know that they would see the dollar signs in that. I think they would, you know, they would appreciate it, I think. Mm-hmm. But no plans for Shark Tank right now.
So how about any, do you guys have any, I mean, the Sledge Pad's obviously a home run. Do you guys have any future products coming out? Maybe like a fifth version? Not that you need it. I'm just trying to get the inside scoop here. Or do you guys have any sales coming up? Or what can we look forward to the future of Sledge Pad LLC?
Well, we have something we've been doing some giveaways with. We offer floor tom strips.
No way. I almost asked you. You know what? I almost asked you about floor toms earlier when you were talking about recording, because you were talking about people recording and making all these adjustments. And I wanted to tell you, we put so much duct tape on my floor tom because we had one of those rings to mute it, and that was, you know, was making a sound, the ring bouncing. All right, so we had to put duct tape on. Oh, well, we had to even out the duct tape. There was so much duct tape on my floor tom. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm very excited to hear about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing I went through. I could always struggle to get the sound I wanted out of my floor toms. And I had the same thing as tacks and gels and everything else. And I still couldn't really, you know, get the sound that I'm getting now. So what I did is I took just a single strip, and then I took some notches out of each end, and I mounted internally, just like the sledge pad. And I will, you know, take the bottom head off, and I will mount it opposite the air hole, wherever the air hole is in the drum. And I notch it because I want minimal contact with that strip. I just want it to almost suspend in there to pull in the ring. I don't want to kill, you know, I don't really want to dampen the head too much. So, and I oversize those strips, you know, I don't know, probably 3/16 or something like that, or a quarter inch. And so that's just enough compression, and put the head back on, and in one in each drum works for me. You know, and I do the same thing. I finger tight in about two turns, both, you know, even tuning on both heads. You know, some people, you know, they want the bottom head a little tighter, or maybe the top head a little tighter. I think even tuning on both heads, even with the bass drum, I get the result that I want. And that seems to be the key, because there's so many different styles for tuning. And I've watched video after video on that. So that's, I get a great sound out of my floor tom, and I've got a PA downstairs, and I got a D4 on the floor tom, and man, that thing is great. I've never gotten the sound that I have now out of the floor tom.
We were handing those out at NAMM, and now we've got them on the website, 4 for $20.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you want to buy a set of four, you can do that on the website, and right now I'm offering 2 free with each pad.
That's awesome. Now, is this a product called Sledge Pad as well, or is it like a, does it have a different name?
Sledge Pad floor tom strips.
Oh, I guess that makes a lot of sense. Sledge, hey, well, I'm definitely going to pick some up. So that's really awesome, because there is tape all over my floor tom.
Send me an email and give me your depth, you know, the head to head, just like Sledge Pad, and I will take care of that.
You guys are the best. Absolutely. All right, so where can we find you guys on the web? Sledgepad.com?
Sledgepad.com.
All right.
That's it.
That's it. And if people want to get in touch with you, is there somewhere they should email you or contact you if they have any questions about the product or anything like that?
Sure. It's sledgepad19@gmail.com.
All right.
Or you can call Mike direct at 678-975-0493.
Yes, 678-975-0493. That's my number.
And it's all over the Sledge Pad website as well. And when you go to the Sledge Pad website, if you want to play around with the pros page, you can click on each of the pros and it takes you to their biographies.
Oh, I'm going to be doing that probably in a few minutes from now. That's awesome.
Yeah, it gives you more information about them and what they're doing. And I try to keep the social media going as much as I can. Sledge Pad Innovations on Facebook. Mike's got his Twitter account going and Instagram.
A lot of activity on Instagram, yeah.
Oh, really? Well, I'll be following you guys and I'll share it all over.
Yep.
Yeah, we've had some pretty cool, our latest thing with, you know, with people and the new artists, Mark Schulman, we mentioned that. And there's Aaron Edgar in Canada. Have you ever heard of Aaron Edgar?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah. Anyway, he does stuff with Modern Drummer. He does stuff with Drumeo.
Oh, okay. I've heard of those. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you just type his name in, you'll see, you know, anyway, he's doing a product demo for us at Drumeo later this year.
Okay. I wonder if I might know his face from YouTube videos, I bet, from the Drumeos.
Yeah.
That, yes. Yeah. And plus, he's been on the cover of Modern Drummer many times.
A couple times, yeah.
Wow.
We just shipped him how many pads? 16?
13. No, 15. Yeah.
15 pads he just got in Canada that he's going to be putting in all of his bass drums.
Yeah, he wanted sledge pad and all of his stuff. So we took care of that for him.
Awesome. Well, I've tried it myself. I think it's a home run. Obviously, a lot of national acts love it. I have to say, you guys are lovely. It was a pleasure talking to you guys, and I love how hands-on you guys are with the product and the customers, and you're giving out your email and everything so people can ask questions. You know, I know I had a lot of questions, and you have pretty much these custom sledge pads for everybody.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you letting us be on your program and helping us get the name out. And I just wanted to do, since we're at the end here and you said we can do shameless plugs.
We're all about, I am all about the shameless plugs. Go right ahead.
All right. For Summer NAMM, I told you we're going to be in booth 108. We are also affiliates with 7 Drums out of San Antonio, Texas. And we endorse each other's products. And it turns out there's a lot of guys in Texas that are using 7 Drums that also use sledge pad. So when we told them we were going to be at NAMM, they offered us a drum kit for our booth, a brand new drum kit. So they're going to have their presence there through our booth, and people that will get to demo the product, they'll be playing it on a brand new 7 Drums kit that we'll have in the booth, and we're excited about that because they make really nice stuff.
No way.
And we want to really shout out to all of our artists that are following us, endorsing us. One after another, just constantly sharing our stuff and promoting us and helping us get the word out, one drummer at a time. There is just a list of names. Can we just run down these names? Because they really mean a lot to us.
You can run down as many names as you like. You guys sent me a sledge pad. You can do whatever the heck you want. That's fine with me.
All right. I'm going to go down the list here. Johnny Rab, Collective Soul. Awesome. We thank you very much. Mark Schulman, he's with Pink. He's with Cher. He's a keynote speaker as well. He's been, he's one of our newer artists, big time drummer. When you see him, you'll understand what I'm talking about. He's incredible. Milestone with Cody Johnson. He's been with us for a couple years. He's great and works hard getting our name out there.
And he just did the Houston Rodeo and had 60,011 people there.
Wow.
Yeah, that is massive.
Whoa.
So another young kid we met at NAMM, his name is Cole Marcus. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's just a musical prodigy. He's also an actor. He's got in a movie that's coming out this summer. Anyway, Cole Marcus, thank you. He endorses our product and tremendous drummer. So another one, Aaron Edgar, Canadian drummer. We've already talked about him. Great guy. Tyler Henderson plays with Tracy Bird. Murray Piper in Baltimore. He's a teacher. He's with O'Derry Drums. Danny Patterson is in Houston. Really active guy with all kinds of different musical projects. He loves our product. There's another guy we met at NAMM called Larry Clemen, Hulk drummer. You ought to see this guy. Just amazing drummer, and they call him Hulk because he's like,
you'll see the pictures on the sledge like pad the website.
Anyway, our first UK drummer, his name is Scott Ottaway. He was with a band called The Searchers. They had hits around when the Beatles were around, and those guys are still at it. They're still doing their songs, and then he reached out to me, and I sent him the product. He loves it. So Josh Berrios, New York City. Fred Williams, he was our very first sledge pad artist down in Houston, plays with Tame Fury. Fred's done a lot to help us. Paul Sandifer, he's in Houston with the band Oz. It's an Ozzy Osbourne tribute band. Loves our product. Marvin Dixon, Utah, loves our product. Chris Botti, Nova Scotia. I mentioned Gabriel Moniz in Houston, Cameron Nelson. Chase Hendricks, also in Waco, Texas. We've got a lot of pads in Texas. Tim Penska, Pittsburgh. He is just endlessly helping us. He's with a band called East Coast Turnaround. Loves our product. Another, Andrew LaMarche. He's from Ottawa, Canada. Big supporter of us. And Sergio Milo and the Brazilian version of The Voice. Those are just, not all of them, but that's enough for now.
Hey, you guys have quite the resume, and I'll tell you what, you got one more. You got Bob Mann from Vection in New Jersey. So there you go.
Bobman 007, that's what I'm going to call you from now on.
That, hey, that works. Guys, it was a pleasure. Thanks for a few minutes, and all the best, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Yeah, don't forget give me the dimensions of your floor toms, and then send it over. I'll get that to you.
Oh, I cannot wait. It's like Christmas is coming already. All right, all right, guys.
All right, well, we hope to see you at Summer NAMM.
All right, you got it, guys. Yeah. Everyone, check out sledgepad.com. It's a great product. You know, I put my name behind it. Revolutionary bass drum dampener. Check them out, sledgepad.com. All right, we're out of here. Peace. Bye-bye.